Hello.
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 Valerie Bertinelli, good morning.
Good morning.
One of my childhood crushes on the phone, who went on to marry my guitar rock god. And I was like, what did Eddie Van Halen have that I didn't have? I was like, oh, great.
Her to start.
Yes. I'm very sorry for your profound losses. Your mom and Eddie and, the whole world mourned with you.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
This book that you have about turning 60 and reflecting on things.
Yeah.
How do you get over this whole getting on the scale and not being affected by that number?
By not getting on the scale.
There you go, see?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hers, like, go like that, don't go like that.
You know what? It wasn't easy, but I did, as soon as I finished the book, I just, I couldn't, because I know how much it messes with my head. The number will never, ever be good enough. It'll never make me feel happy enough. No matter how small the number is or low the number is, it never made me feel good enough. And, of course, whenever the number was high, it just ruined my day.
Depression.
I didn't want my days to be ruined anymore. I have beautiful days ahead of me. I have worked hard for a beautiful life. Why am I going to ruin it first thing in the morning? Why not just look at the my dog's wagging tail when I get up and say, "Hey, good morning, Luna," and take them down to, take them down to go outside and look at the beautiful weather? Why am I going to ruin my day first thing?
Why is it that we let that little voice?
My jeans still fit.
Yeah.
Why is that little voice in our head always point to the things that don't make us happy?
I hear it every morning.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because they're little things that we learned when we were small, little things that we kind of sucked up from our parents who were taught the same thing from their parents who were taught the same thing from their parents. And it's just a generational thing that just keeps pushing down. And we are the only ones that have the power to stop it within our own brains. And we can stop it and we can treat ourselves with kindness. It's just a challenge and it takes work to be kind to ourselves and it takes work to find joy. I always thought it has to come naturally because joy is that kind of feeling like, oh, everybody just feels joy naturally.
Well,
no, you have to work at it.
Let me challenge you a little bit because you're Valerie Bertinelli.
Right.
All right. One of America's.
Right.
Yeah, you were America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
You're rich. You're famous. You're beautiful. Famous marriage.
Grew up on TV. Yep.
Rock star son. Like, what do you got to complain about?
Right. I have wonderful, amazing things that have happened to me in my life, but it doesn't protect me from also horrible things happening to me in my life. It doesn't protect me from grief happening to my life, from death happening in my life. It doesn't protect me from different things happening to my life that can affect me and affect my self-esteem and affect, without getting into, too many personal things. It still affects me. And it doesn't protect me from tragic things and from traumatic things. So I still have to work through that and then have to work through it in front of people and pretend that I'm okay and everything's fine and look at how happy I am because of all these beautiful things I have. Granted, it makes the landing a little bit softer, but I still have to deal with trauma in my life and get through it.
Well, it's interesting to hear that. Even Valerie Bertinelli will get in front of a mirror and say, "I'm not pretty enough," or "I don't weigh the right number."
Yeah,
it's
and it really isn't. I mean, it can sound so trite, but it's just years of constantly hearing, "You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not lovable. If you gain weight, you're not worthy of anything." And that constant little, hearing that, seeing that, seeing that from people that you love, seeing, being treated differently when they gain weight, that's a really messed up thing to have to internalize. And I think too many women, and a lot of men too, that's internalized. And it's a lie. It's a big lie about what makes us lovable.
I like that you're
not about our weight.
You've been really open on social media. You've been posting some stuff. You shared some very intimate moments and feelings about Eddie. Is that awkward for his widow? You think there was one post about that he came back from Germany with a gift for you, and I think he said to you, "Is it weird that I didn't bring anything back for my wife?"
Right.
I read that. I'm
well,
like,
well, at that time they weren't living together. She had moved out.
Oh, well, there you go. See, gotcha. No, no
so
gift here.
Context.
So that's easy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Don't tell her. Yeah.
I also was trying to be careful and just talk about the relationship between me and Ed.
Right.
Right.
And I was also very clear in the book that Ed was saying that he was struggling in the marriage and he was lonely and there was a lot of things going on without, because I like Janie. We had always gotten along. But what was going on between Ed and Janie was between Ed and Janie, and it wasn't my place to have a judgment about their relationship. All I knew were the facts were she wasn't living there and that he was lonely.
Man, it sounds like at the end, you know, it was beautiful that, like, it sounds like you guys were in a really good place.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We had a lot of, I mean, we've had so many ups and downs in the 40 years we knew each other. We started off intensely infatuated with one another. And he was, frankly, very mad at me, angry at me when I moved out with Wolfie. And it took quite a few years before he stopped being so angry at me. And near the end, we came back to that place of pure love and affection, which was, I'm so grateful for.
It was really something to see him clean and on stage and looking great again,
yeah,
playing with his son and his brother and sounding mm-hmm. great and looking good, like all of those things. It was great to see that at the end and not, you know, God forbid if it ended maybe 10 years earlier when
yeah.
he wasn't in a great place yet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everyone saw, you know, what he was like in, I think it was 07 and how, or was it 04? I don't know, but it was challenge. I think it was 04. And it was scary, you know? I mean, he was going through a really, really rough time. He was in a lot of pain, and the only way he knew how to deal with it, the only thing he had in his toolbox to deal with the pain was drugs and alcohol, and I didn't know how to help anymore. No one knew how to help him, and nobody can. When people are going through the depths of their addiction, the only person that can help them is themselves.
Well, Wolfie, You raised one hell of a kid.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is something else. You got to be so
Wolfie
proud
is an
of him.
Amazing young man in spite of how Ed and I raised him.
No, you guys did a great. You know what?
You did a good job.
You covered him in love despite, yeah. you know, that's really
for sure.
It.
He was definitely, he knew he was loved for sure.
Yes, right. And that's the main thing. You could have all hell breaking loose around you, but if your parents love you, that's the world of difference. And you guys did such a great job. He's coming to Toad's Place in New Haven March 27th. And
I'm so jealous. I want to see him again. I love watching him live.
Well, we were going to say, you know, I could get you into Toad's.
If you want to come.
Yeah. Come on down.
I could get you tickets, Valerie. Yeah. Not a problem.
Come on, hanging out.
Well, I'm sure you've heard it so many times. Like, we all feel like we grew up with you.
Yeah.
And you're so special to us and your whole family. So really neat to talk to you. And, you know, I hope that we could talk to you again when you're not on a radio tour and
yeah.
you have to talk to another station. Because we're really the station you should be talking to because,
yeah.
you know, we love you. We love your family.
Right.
And we're just glad you're in a good place. We love this book.
Thank you.
We're going to link it up on the radio station website. And I'm going to have our guest booker bug the hell out of your people to see if we can get you back. And when you're not
Thank
in such
you.
A tight schedule.
I'd be happy to come back.
Well, awesome. You have a lot to say, and it's really positive. And look, I know the book is, like, targeted to women, but men have these same problems.
Yeah, we could use it.
Yeah.
If it
were
out.
Yeah.
So, all right, Valerie, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.